Koyeba. So the Gemara, who yoyma that day? The boy lemenech nafshei. When it came to Shabbos, he's supposed to die. Is called Malach HaMavet Kameit. The Malach HaMavet came in front of David. He couldn't get near him. He was learning Torah. He didn't stop learning for a second. The Malach HaMavet couldn't get to him. What can I do? He had a bustanoa. It's a type of a trees or branches. He had it in his backyard. Also, Malach HaMavet saw that he went up the branches. Ubochesh bilmi. And he knocked the branches together. He made like a big storm, a big noise with the trees. Is nofik lemechse. So David went outside to see what's going on. Heavy solik bedaga. So still David didn't stop learning. Even though he went outside to see what was doing, he was still learning. The Mahomes couldn't get to him yet. No solik bedaga, he went down the steps. Ifchis darga. One of the steps, one of the planks, fell in, caved in, mitusi underneath him. Ishtik, that 1 second when the floor caved in, like, for that second David HaMelech stopped learning. Ishtik, he kept quiet. V'nach navshei. And that was the second HaMelech HaMelech got to him. That was the Maisa. Is now David HaMelech is lying there, Mace on Shabbos. Is Sholach Shlomo Beis Medrasha. So his son Shlomo was there. He saw his father lying on the floor. So he sent the Shal to the Beis Medrash. Abba Mace, my father is Mace. Umutu b'chama. And he died in the backyard here. It's sunny outside. It's not nice. It's bizoyin. He's laying in the sun. Uklovim shel beis aba ravim. I'm another shaler also. Vayis David HaMelech is going out. He had a klovim. He had dogs, and the dogs are hungry now on Shabbos. They're barking away. Can I give them food or not? He had two shalers there. Can I take care of my father David, or can I give the klovim teat? Now what should I do? My answer is sholchuloi. They answered back. Eshtin, they answered back the shal, taking care of kelov chai. This is going to be the raya where David HaMelech, the Shlomo HaMelech meant, Hamol is more important to Chai than somebody that's mace. So first the answer back, Chatoich Nevelu, you let it chop up a Nevelu, a dead behemom, Vahanech Lefnei HaKlovim. You let it give it to the Klovim to eat on Shabbos. There's no Issa Muksa, you let it give it to the Klovim to eat on Shabbos. Trashu Klovim Shabbos Abba Revim, L'shtei Shelos Halolu Hutzach. He had these two shalos. How can I feed the animals, and what can I do with David? Then they answer him, what can do with your father? Haniach olav kikar atinik. Even though a mace is muksa, not a move a mace, but the answer is put bread or put a tinik, a child, on top of the mace. Vitutaloi. Then you have a heta, the rabbonu will make you allowed to be metal to the mace. So put a piece of bread on top of the mace, then you're allowed to move him out of the chama into a mokum of covet. So that's what they answered. Of Zok Gemara now, below Yofa Meshloim, isn't it good what Shlomo HaMelech said? Hamol, it's more chash of somebody that's alive, even a kelev, than a riyah mace. And one shot this here, because you see, they answered that shalah first. First, they answered the shalah, you're allowed to feed the kelev. And then they answered the shalah while taking care of the mace. Rashi b'lo yofa omar, Rashi shil takones haklovim leitzrichu lishanois tilto nevela. No, stop, another riyah. Stop, to taking care of the dogs, we don't have to be mishana anything tilt in the vela. You're allowed to give it to him. You're allowed to touch like the muksa in the vela to give it to a keller. Aber v'yesari ha-mace. Mashenk and Dobro Melech, that was mace. Osru le-taltal. You're not allowed to be metaltal a-mace. He's muksa. Eloi de kikuratinik. Only with that, to put the kikuratinik on top of the mace. Mashenk and the keller, since he's alive, you're allowed to give him the vela tim-teet. Lish nachwin, another pshat is, shekdimu tshuvas ha-keller. They answered the shaila about the dog first. L'tshuva sari loshin rabbeisai. That's another pshat. You see, it's more important about alive than somebody dead. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant. That a mole, that there's a chayim is more odd than a mace. Right? All the inyans. So this is after the drasha that he came to ask. Now we're going back to the original shaila. The original shaila that came to ask him is, if you have a chayla on Shabbos, are you allowed to put out the lamp in front of the chayla or not? So now he's coming back to the original shaila. The inyan shila. The shalina kadminoch. That's the yes before the shayla. Are you allowed to put out the ner or not? Ner kruya ner. A ner is called a ner, a fire. Un nishmosa shalodem kruya ner. And a nisham of a person is also called a ner. So mainly we're talking about here by says the chayla, sheish by sakana. That if you're not going to put out this fire on Shabbos, the chayla won't be able to fall asleep, and maybe you'll die. You're allowed to put out your own ner, the light that's burning, not to take out the neshama, not to let the person die. You're allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos. Rashi Kruya Nezat Rashi Ner Lakim Nishma Sodim Mutav Tich Beneroi Lav Mehochi Yalav Vadi Yot Mar Enough From Here Chilu Shabbos Aguach Nefesh Nav Kulon. That we say Pekuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos, there's a possible Levechai Behem V'loi Shiyomas Behem. His the mitzvahs were given today to live with, but we don't have any mitzvah that's going to stop you have to die because of the mitzvah. If there ever is a shalom of Pekuach Nefesh, you don't have to do the mitzvah, you'll have to stay alive. El latima madova ba'goda moshechas ha'leib if you show your boyin l'shmoy adrosho noshem v'yamoritz. Hey, the reason why he answered just a true book because he wanted the people to be moshe to listen to the drosho, because the amoratzim used to come to the drosho and the women used to come to the drosho. For yitzrichem adashanem limshechas levovim, he had to give something interesting to make them listen. So he gave the ganze spiel, the ganze drosho, today to make them interested in listening. But the ashar, the teretz was a poshut teretz. It was a shalom from Pekuach Nefesh, Havadi allowed to put out the fire and be Doicha Shabbos to serve the Pekuach Nefesh. Omer Rav Yehuda, Vreid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilis, Mishmei Derav, Bikshu Chachomim Lignoi Sefer Kelos. The Chomim had kashis, spirits in the Sefer Kelos, they wanted to be gone as hide it. Mivnei Shedvorim Soisim Zeh Zeh. We have kashis, spirits wanting to another thing. Mivnei Maloi Gunzu, how come the Chum did not go in his, why didn't they hide the Sefer Kelis? The beginning talks about the Chshivas of learning and the end talks about learning. So Sarai, it's a Chashiv of Sefer, you can't be gone as it. Even though you have Kashas, we have to try and find Terutzim. Chilasa Divrei Torah, the Chshiv, Ma Yisrin Liyodah Mechol Amoloi Shiyom Atachas Hashemesh. What's so good about all the work you do, Atachas Hashemesh? So we dashen, we yamri dveri abyanai, tachas Hashemesh, who de ein loy? You have no gaining from things you're doing, tachas Hashemesh means that things that are here from Brias Olam and onwards. Of a kodim Hashemesh, Torah, that was here, kodim Brias Olam, before the Shemesh was created, Torah was here, yesh loy. From that you have a yisrin, you have something to gain from learning Torah. So the beginning of Talis is the only thing you have to gain from is from learning Torah. There are good things to say for Tillim. Kodem Hashemesh im Yomo Batura. If you're Isaac in Torah, She Kodmo Lashemesh Yisrisun. That was here before the Shemesh, then you have a Yisrun, you have something to gain. Seifa Divra Torah, what's the end of the Kelah talking about learning Torah? Dechsev Seif Dovra Kel Nishma. Es Lakim Yireh, you have to have Yiras Hashem. Yes Mitzvais of Shmor, you have to listen to the Mitzvah, to the Torah. Kizeh Kol Odom, that's the Homer person. So it ends off also with the limit of Torah, that's Kol Odom. Ma'ik is Zeh Kol Odom, what does the Mepotin Kelos mean? Zeh Kol Odom? Omri Abloza Kol Olam Kula Nanivra L'Bishvul Zeh. The whole world was only created for the people that learn Torah. Riababa Bakan Omar, Shokul Zeh, this person that learns Torah, Kineged Kol Olam Kuloi. He Shokul, he's outweighs, the whole world is connected him. Shimon ben Azla Yomer, V'yamrilo Shimon ben Zoyma Oymer, Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kuloi. The whole world was only created, El Letzav Seis Lezir, like a satellite to this person, to help out this person, to do his needs, to do the needs of a Talmud Chacham. Somebody learns Torah. So that's why Kelis was very choshev, so they weren't gone at it, but they went rather to sit down and try and say Terutzim. My Dvorah Seisim Zeh Zeh, what were the theories we had in Sefer Kelis? Ksiv, one Pasuk it says, Toiv Kas Mitzchoik. It's better to be angry than to be schoik, to be laughing. Ksiv, another Pasuk says, L'schoik O'matim Hulol. For schoik, for laughing, Shlomo said, it's a good thing, it's mahal, it makes it good. Schoik's a stira. First you say kas is better, now you say it's a good thing. Ksiv, another stira is, V'shabach te'yaneas ha'simcha. Shlomo said, I'm b'mishabeach simcha. Ksiv, another Pasuk says, L'simcha mazo oise. What does simcha do for you? It's nothing. Schoik's a stira. Simcha good or simcha is not good. So the moral kasha, I'll give you terutzim. Toiv kas mischoik. It's good to be angry, better than to be in a laughing. Toiv kas, it means it's good Hashem's anger. Shekoyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala tzaddikim b'olam hazeh. It's good that Hashem like gives the din to the tzaddikim for the few averus they have. Hashem gives them the punishment, the kas in this world. Mischoik rather than the schoik, the laughter. Shemesachak HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala rishoyim b'olam hazeh. That the rishoyim, they'll get to Gehenim in Yenevel. So in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a little bit schar that they get for the few ma'isim they did. So about you better off to get your kas b'olam hazeh rather than getting all your schar in olam hazeh. So that's a better kas than schoik. Vital, that the Shlomo said, l'schoik amatim hulo, that he said for laughter, it's good to be happy. Zeh schoik shemesachak HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzadikim b'olam habo. That means the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with tzadikim b'olam habo with the schar in Gan Eden. It's good to be besimcha, to be happy. That means simcha shel mitzvah. Aviyah sameach, doing mitzvahs, doing avodas Hashem. That's a tremendous thing. Mashenkein u'simcha ma'zoisa. That's what he said. What's so good about being besimcha? Ze simcha shel mitzvah. That's time being simcha, but nothing to do with simcha shel mitzvah. Then it's not such a good thing. L'lamdecho, to teach us, shein shchina shoyro. The shchina doesn't go upon a person. Loi mitoich atzlus, not if he said. Loi mitoich atzlus is a bad mood. Loi mitoich schoik, not stam from laughing. Loi mitoich kalas rosh, also stam enjoying yourself. Loi mitoich sicha, stam talking. Loi mitoich dvorim betelim. Ela mitoich dva simcha shel mitzvah. The shchina only comes upon you when you're in a matzav of simcha, but a simcha of doing mitzvahs. A simcha, you feel happy, you're doing avodas Hashem, that should be the biggest simcha we have. Somebody always says that the problem, you want to know how much schar you get for your mitzvahs, you see how much simcha you have by doing the mitzvah. The more simcha you have by doing the mitzvah, that's the problem, how much schar you get for doing the mitzvah. That was what the Chaim Shalavos always used to say, that even though it says, lufum agra tzara, lufum tzara agra, usually means how much schar you have for doing the mitzvah, and still you do it, you get schar. He used to say, if you do the Maaseh Mitzvah with tzar, it's big, you do it, but you feel terrible doing it, you get no schar at all. That means that you're doing the mitzvah b'simcha. Now even though you had a lot of tzar doing it, still you're doing it b'simcha, that's the proba how great the mitzvah is. There's so much tzar in coming to shir, it's so hard for you. But still you come and you have simcha, that's a tremendous madrega. You get more tzar then, that's somewhere it's easier for him to come. It's lefum tzara, you have a lot of tzar doing it, but still you do it b'simcha, for that you get tzar. Es elo mitoich dvar simcha shom mitzvah. Yater simcha doi mitzvahs. Weiter. Shenem ar posik says, v'yater chuli menagin teikvim midohar, v'hoye kenagin amenagin, v'ti ola, ola, olov, yad Hashem. Then will be the shchina. V'shasi b'simcha, simcha shom mitzvah. Omer Rav Yehuda, v'chein l'dvar halocha. The same thing, dvar halocha, shrashi tzorok neftoyach v'milde b'chusav reisha. When you come to give a shir or to learn Torah, first you have to start off with a little bit of a joke, to put yourself into a good mood, to be with simcha, and then you can sit down to learn. Oh, my rov is a grov of a chen lechaloyim toiv. If you want to have good dreams at night, Rashi, in bo lishe mitoich simcha, maron lechaloyim toiv. If you go to sleep in a good mood, you have a simcha before you go to sleep, you for sure you'll only have good dreams at night. For the Mora Eini, it's not like this. For the Omer Rav Gizel Omer Rav, kol Talmud, any Talmud, el kol Talmud Chochem, she yoshlef ne rabbi, he's sitting in front of his Rebbe, and his lips are not mamish shivering, like he's scared stiff of his Rebbe. Tichveno, it's like to burn him up. Shenema sif soisov shoishanim noitfois mor oiver. That yeshiv soisov are like, vidashin, al tikri mor oiver elamar oiver. She means like the mamish be stiff, shivering. Al tikri shoshanim means lilies, flowers, ela shoshanim, when you're learning. When your lips are learning, you should almost be scared stiff. So it's a kasha. Here you're saying you're supposed to be start off learning. Bibdichuso with a little laugh, with a little joke. And here it says when you're learning, you're supposed to be scared stiff. And the moral of kasha. Ho berabo, ho betalmid. The Rebbe is allowed to start off with a joke. Put the oilam in simcha. But the talmidim has to be mamash beira. The boy is saying, no, ho berabo. Both are talking about the Rebbe. Ho le kasha. Ho mekame de liftach. Before he starts saying the shir, he's supposed to put him in a good mood, he's allowed to say a little joke. But afterwards, when you're in a good mood already, now you're starting to learn, you have to have to learn this to be Europe. Kiho de rabba. Mekam made the posach before he started learning Lula Rabbon and Army Milsa de Chusa. He used to say a joke like, Obad Chi Rabbon, the Bonnie used to laugh. Lisoif, after he sat down to learn, Yosef Biimta, he sat down and learned Be'ema. And he started saying the Shemaita. So that's the klal, before and being in a good mood, but then you sit down to learn, you have to learn the Yira. Right. So this is the Miyasha, the Stira that in Sefer Kelly. Now, V'yav Sefer Mishle, even Sefer Mishle, Dikshu Lignois, they wanted to hide. Shoyah Dvoru Sefer Mzeh, there was also Stiris. But Neymala Gunzu, how come they didn't hide Sefer Mishle? Amri, Sefer Kehelis, Lav, didn't we look in carefully in the Sefer Kehelis? We asked Kachino Taima, and we found Terutzim full of the theories. As Mustama Hochinam Leinen, let's look into carefully all the theories we have in Sefer Mishle, and we'll answer them. Oh, my Dvar Soysim Zeh, what are the theories that says in Sefer Mishle? One Pasuk says, Al Tan Ksil Ki Valtoi. Don't answer a Ksil a fool like his foolishness. Oksiv, another pasuk says, Anei Ksil Ki Valtoi. You're allowed to answer back a ksil like his foolishness. So it's a stira. Can you answer back a fool or can't you answer back a fool? Like kasha. Ho b'divrei Torah. As if he has a kasha about divrei Torah, you're allowed to answer him back. Don't let him get away with it. Answer it back. Ho b'milu d'yalma. If a fool, stam, comes to tell you something foolish, ignore him. Don't have to answer him back. So the murki ho, the first ma'aseh was stam foolish things, not in divrei Torah. Ki ho d'hu d'yosla kaim the Rebbe. Something came in front of Rebbe. Omalei, ishtecho, they told this fool told Rebbe, ishtecho, your wife is ishti, is my wife. O benecha benihin, your children are my children. As he meant to say, your wife was mezana with me, her million children are mamzerim. Omalei, say Rebbe answered him back, ritzoncha shetishta kosha yayin hetachsi, you want to drink some wine? He didn't go into the question, he wasn't gerus or shayla, he went off the subject, you want to drink wine? Shosa, the guy who rather drank the wine, opoka, and his belly bursted open, and finally finished with him. Opoka. Oh, nochemais was, or who, another person, the yoslakai made the Rebbe Chia. He came, a fool came in front of Rebbe Chia. Omalei, imcha ishti, you should know, your mother is my wife. V'yata b'ni, and you're my son. Oh man, he didn't know his fool from his life. So he wanted to say, like, you're a mamzer, this. Your mother was mezana with me, and you're a mamzer. Oh malay, noch yeah, same thing. Ritzoyin chashtish the kai, so you did have some sugar in her. You want more yayin. Ritzoyin chashtish the kai, so yayin. Shosa, he drank a pocket, noch malay, so he burst it open, a fatik. So he didn't come to answer these, he didn't come to talk to him. That's his first shot. If a fool talks to your foolishness, you don't have to answer him. Omer Reb Chia. Ahani leit lusa the Rebbe. The Rebbe's davening help the leshavia bni mamzeri. The Rebbe. About the Rebbe's son shouldn't have any shaila of being mamzerim. Ki heavy matzli. Because what did Rebbe daven? Ki heavy matzli. Rebbe used to daven. Omar, I would feel him. Yirotzel lefonecho Hashem ulakenu shetatileinu hayoy meyazei ponim or meyazes ponim. Save me from azei ponim and azes ponim. So Rashi meyazei ponim means shleya zikuni. The fool shouldn't help me, hurt me. To who as ponim? To be a mamzer, like an as ponim, it shouldn't come upon me a shame of as ponim. Right. But divrei Torah mai, where's the shail of a fool asking a kash and divrei Torah? They are supposed to answer him back. Trashi mutel la'anes kavukiv altoi. You're allowed to answer him back. Ki ho di yosev rabbi gamliel. The kodorish. From Gil Dash in the posik. Ah, see the isha, we may say, you may have Mashiach. You see the isha, shetelet b'chol yoyim. Every single day she's going to give birth. As an isha going to have a kid, every single day she'll have another kid. Is Shinema Posik says, Horav Yoledes Yachtov. That she'll give birth and one after another Yachtov together. His Livla Dola Voice Talmud, one Talmud started to laugh. He had Tainis, Omar, Enko Chodesh Tachal Hashemesh, nothing new is going to happen. What say, till now, an isha can't give birth every single day? It's not going to change then. Shashi, Horav Yoledes Yachtov, Yoyim Shehoro, Zei Yoledes. The day she becomes pregnant, she'll give birth. Vlad, Acha, Kumay Tana Gerdes, looks like a chicken. Looks like a chicken, hatches eggs every single day. The Kivan Shemeshemeshes, Bechol Yoyim, they'll have Tashmesh every day, Nimsa Yoledes, Bechol Yoyim. Dochi Mashmekro, Bechol Eishi, Misaberes Yoledes. Every time an Isha becomes pregnant, she'll give birth the same day. Shemeheres Ligma Tsura Savlad Lesman Muad. She'll give pregnant very fast. Is, so he had a taino, if something new can't happen, is omalei, so he answered him back, no. Bova recha dugmosan berla mazeh, I'll show you dugma even bazman azeh. It's not going to be a chidish later on. Nothak achula tana gerlis, he went and showed him a chicken, a hen. A hen lays eggs every single day. So you see a sayach such as that to have children every single day. Trashi bovi erecha means torach la noisi, he was matriach himself to answer him, kiv out the kadeh laham the divrei Torah machoinei. Kadeh you shouldn't have kashas on divrei Torah. Verse 2, another maestro was Yosef Gamliel, the Kodorish. As sidim b'moisa Mashiach ilonoi shemotsiyin peiris b'choyim. The trees are going to give out new fruit every single day. You'll pull off an apple today, tomorrow there'll be another apple there. Shenema b'nosa anaf b'yosa pri. Ma anaf b'choyim, just like branches come out every day, a pri b'choyim, there'll be fruit every day. Ligolo voice a Talmud. The Talmud at Tainiz is Shaykh, Oma, Boksiv, Enko Chodeshach, the Shemesh. You can't have anything new happening in this world. If we don't have a tool now, it's not going to be then. Omalei, Bob Yarecho Dugmosim. I'll show you Dugma of Bizman Azir. Berlam Azir. Nothik Achvalet Slav. He showed them this Slav tree we had in Brochis that gives off four different types of peris. And Kesedah, they have a lot of peris on the tree. So it's like Drashi Slav, Min Elon, Hatoin, Gimel, Min Peris. It has three different types of fruits. Ev yoinis v'kafrisim luvin. V'chiyis alai, lesi alai, k'derim v'reshchas k'sabatim. When one fruit is here, the other one is not here, so it means k'sayit, like very often, it gives off different type of fruits. So you can have a tree that gives off different type of fruits. V'su yosef v'megam liyel v'kadorish. Asi deras Yisrael, v'maysa Mashiach, atzol v'givov, she'toitzi glus koyais, it's in the givov, grow, nice cakes, o kli milis. And nice kalim of silk kalim are going to come out, grow out of the ground. Shenema yehi pisas ba boritz. There'll be a lot of fruit boritz. It ligla lola voice the Talmud v'yomer. Vayte enko chor tachat haShemesh. With nothing new could happen. So how are you going to have later that you're going to grow out a cake and grow out of the ground, and you're going to have a kli milas, you're going to have silk kalim. Omalei bovarecha dugma b'lo mazir. I'll show you something like it here. Nothik achvulei kimeinu patrius. He showed him type of mushrooms. His mushrooms, Rashi, sheyitzim kemoi shein b'lay lechad. The mamish come out in one day. For rechavim v'agulim kliskoyis. A mushroom looks like a round cake, like a round muffin. So he showed him something that looks like a muffin. Vayta v'achli milas nivra b'akurus. Rashi, nivra b'akurus. Siv kemoi lovish mitzuyah godo svivoy sakur shodekel. Around the palm tree, when you take out the bark, there's some fiber, we said, we might have, that grows in there. Now that fiber looks like silk. So he showed him some silk that grows on a tree. Kishurach kur, anaf ilon, around the anaf, the bark of the tree. Kishurach is very soft. Yoytze b'chol shona, kaidim shiskasha kari kur. He's the branches of the deco tree. Before they get hard, they're called kur. So he showed him such a zach. Tana rabbonim. Loilam ye yodem an v'nosan kilol, you should be having amida anova, like kilol, v'al ye kaftin kishamai. Don't be stark and strong like shamai. Maisa b'shnei b'nei yodem, shehimru zeh zeh. They had a fight, two people in the Sarvu had to fight together. Omru kol omru, they said, kol mi she'elech v'yiknet es hilol. Whoever can go and make kilol a little bit angry, yito dalad me'ezuz, I'll pay you $400. If you can get hilol angry, I'll give you $400. Omar Echad Mehem, Ani Akniteno, I'm going to go and make Kilu angry. Oysa Yomer Shabbos Hoya, Vehilel Chofef Es Roshay. Hillel was taking his shower, the covered Shabbos, he was scratching his head in the shower, cleaning himself, the covered Shabbos. This guy here knew what was going on, he knew Hillel was taking a shower then. Is Holach, Vyavra, Pisach, Beisoy, Punk, then he went and knocked at his door. Omar, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Hillel home, I want to talk to you. Is Nesatev in the middle of the shower, Hillel put on his clothing, the Yitzlik Rossi went outside to him. Omaloi b'ni matim bakish. What do you want? Omaloi sh'elo yesh to lishlo. Have a big shah, have a shiloh to ask you. Omaloi sh'o b'ni, gizuntai, ask me the question. Sh'ol yesh in the shiloh. Mifneimah roshayim shabav loyim sagluglis. How come the heads of the people in Bovel are round? That was the big shayla he had to ask. Is Amalei, Hill didn't get angry, he answered him back, Bani, you should know, shayla gedele shalta. He asked me a tremendous good shayla. Now, Mifnei Ma, why? Mifnei Shein Lehem Achiyos Pichos. They don't have good midwives, they don't have good nurses then. So when they come out of the mother's stomach, they don't have the nurses there to round off the head. Therefore, the head comes out a little not round. Holach, if he answered him right or wrong, I don't know. Not cool point, he didn't get angry. Holach vehimtim shuachas. See, the guy went outside, he was nervous already, so he didn't get him angry. So he waited, shuachas, let me think of something else I could do. The young man, he said, mikan hilu, mikan hilu. Is Hillel here again? He knocked the door again, nochemol. His wife Hillel is in the middle of the shower, we didn't finish the shower yet. Is Hillel home? Nisatim nochemol v'yoyz the grosse. Hillel again had to stop the shower and go out and talk to the guy. Omaloi b'ni, ma'atim avakash, what do you want from me? Omaloi sh'ayla yeshli lisho, I have a good question to ask you. Omaloi sh'al b'ni, gizuntai, ask me the question. Sh'al, mithnei ma'a e'neim sh'al tamudoyim trutois. How come the eyes of these people at Shemudim are a little dim? They don't look so good, their eyes are not so well. Omaloi b'ni, sh'ayla g'dayla sh'alti, ask a tremendous sh'ayla. Mithnei sh'dorin b'in ha'chulyis. They live between the chulyis, between the holes, the caves. Therefore, they don't have such good light, the eyes become dim. Holach baita vihimtim shrachas. He nakamo waited outside. He was nervous already, so he didn't get Hillel angry. Chaz of Yom came another question. Mikan Hillel knocked the door. Where's Hillel? Mikan Hillel. Nisat of Yostak Ross. Hillel went outside nakamo. Omaloi b'ni matam avakash. What do you want? Omaloi shayla yesh lish. I have a question to ask you. Omaloi shol b'ni ask me. Shul. Mifnei maragleim shlafrikayim rechovis. How come like the Shvatis feet of Africa are white? How come they have white feet? Omalei incident b'ni, Shayla g'dayla shalta. Very good question, yes. They live between the Betzia holes of water there. They live, their feet go in the water there, their feet become wide. Oh my Lord. Shailas Harbayesh Lishol. So Talmud knows a plasma already. So now we told him, you should know, I have a whole peckle of kashas to ask you. Oh, Monsieur, but I'm afraid. Shema Tichos, maybe you're going to get angry. Is Nisatev Yesh Lefon and no, Hillel went outside, Nochemol Nisatev Omalei. Call Shailas Yeshachol Lishol Shol. Every question under the sun you have, the Zunte, come and ask me. Omalei. Ato Hillel, are you Hillel? Shekur noischa nasi Yisrael, you're called nasi Yisrael. Omalai hen, Hillel answered, yes, that's me. Omalai yamato, if you're him, la yirba kamaischa Yisrael, there shouldn't be too many people like you. Omalai, so Hillel answered back nicely. Pini, mifnei ma, how come? What did I do wrong to you? Why not? Omalai, mifnei shavarati al yodcha dalad mezuz, because to you I lost $400. I had a bet that I'll make you angry, and I couldn't make you angry. Omalai, so Hillel answered him back right to Nochemol, nice. Heavy Zoibruchecha, be Nizir in Yerucha, don't talk like that. Kedai Hu Hillel, it's good Hillel's alive, Shetabad al Yodai Dalad Meyazuz, that you should lose $400, for Dayaz Melezuz, another $400. Villa Yakfit, Bakopon Hillel didn't become angry. It's Kedai, this whole Maisa, you came to me, Al Tabim Zgarba, to show my Savlonis. That's what Gemara said, you're supposed to be a Savlon, have the Midah Anov of Hillel, and not to have the Midah Kavdonis of Shammai. One more Maisa, son of Rabbanu, famous Maisa. Maisa b'nochri yechad, Maisa with one nochri, shebol of nei Shammai. Omaloi, kama teiris yeshtachem. How many teiris do you have, Shammai? Omaloi shtayim. I have two teiris, teiris shemiksav, teiris shemapir. Omaloi shemiksav ani mamincha. I'm maimin in teiris shemiksav, and I want to become a ger. Shemapir ani mamincha. But teiris shemapir, I'm not going to kabbal, but it's geruni, and still make me a ger. I want to be a ger, just teiris shemapir. Teiris shemiksav. Geruni al menashe tolamdeni teiris shemiksav. Be megarim me just to learn Torah Shabbat. Goya boy, Hillel Gashama got angry at him. Boy, tzia ben Zufi, threw him out angry. Get out of here. That's a ger. You wanted to cobble only one Torah, it's nothing. Bol of Nehillel, then he came upon Hillel. Gaira and Hillel was megarim him. And Yoy Mekam the first day, Omalei Aleph Beis Gimel Dalel. He taught him Aleph Beis Gimel Dalel the first day. Lamocha next day, Apichle. He taught him Dalel Gimel Beis Aleph. Omalei, the ger said, for Esmer loya martili hochi, I yesterday you said Aleph Beis, how come today you're saying Beis Aleph? Omalei, Lmonashach, Lav olai de diko samchis, Yav Kash is why I told you that yesterday. How do you know what I said yesterday was right? Because you believe me. So believe me today, I said this is right. Obezoyet yalpeh nami samachlai, the same thing. The same way you want to listen to me to learn Torah Shabbat, listen to me to learn Torah Shabbat. And that was the Meister. Ger was Mekayim, and he came out. We'll see you later tomorrow, Mr. Shem, Anach Meister.